Springtime in the north means migratory birds have returned and are getting ready for the serious business of nesting and raising chicks. Our explorer-in-residence, Mark Seth Lender, shares his observations of bluebirds this time of year in British Columbia.
Mountain bluebird, wings beating time, follows the wire down the line. Her flight, a path that plies just above the barbs with which, in our pedestrian desire, we strive to set apart. Cedar from silage, sweet corn from forest mosses, nature from what we nurture, untamed darkling woods and rills fenced off from cows and fields in crop or fallow, we divide. But when it comes to mountain bluebird, we are temperance on the vine. We consign what bluebird seeks to find, nest boxes arranged every 20 fence posts like pulses, like hollows of the human heart. Bluebird has come to depend upon us, this built wooden refuge to provide roof overhead. Vindictive as we are against what is unkempt, our dread of wild things of wilderness, our fell hand bringing forest to its knees with two-man saw and chain saw. Yet bluebird earns reprieve. In a field returned to nature, insects abound, the greening hills alive, their bluebird thrives. Bluebird lands on the cross corner of the section divide, to the gatepost, to the bleached twig with its single empty pine cone, then to the twisted pair of tines, shining, sharp against weather that is sure to arrive there. Though pressed by shortness of season, bluebird hesitates. She holds in her beak beetles with mirrored wings in hues of florescine and violet blue. She waits, then leaps, then comes to rest on a lichen-crusted tree all gray and yellow-green, an intended compliment to her pale cyan and cerulean. Significant other stands nearby, her guard and decoy, her muted colors a non-compete against his feathered lightning. Like a bolt from the blue, he tackles a sprig of mullein just off to the side. It sways as he lands, his tail spread wide. Balancing, he stretches out his wings, and while the world eyes the bright of him, quick to the nest, she tips in. Only two babies inside, but they make quick work of the parcel that she brings. No murmurings of motherhood. Work is her every reason and her rhyme. She launches into thin blue air to answer that collect call of the wild in mime. Quick time, bluebird toes the line.